Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating the lives. We're celebrating the commitment, the sacrifice, the courage, the dedication, and the love, the agape love that the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate price for us, just to preserve our freedoms. And Gene Greisman is our guest. Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and so many other books, is here with us. PresidentLincoln.com, right, Gene?
That is right, PresidentLincoln.com. Let me pick up on something you just said, and we can circle back to Lincoln.
Okay.
Whenever Lincoln gave the second inaugural address, he ended it with malice toward none, with charity for all. Mm-hmm. He was picking up on agape love.
Right.
He was referencing the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity. Mm-hmm. I'm become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And so here's this profound conclusion to his first inaugural address: with malice toward none, with agape love for all. I'll tell you what could happen if we could start something on Memorial Day, and that is to think of the enemy not as they... we found the enemy, as we talked about, Pogo found the enemy. We are the enemy, and one thing we could do is love one another, mm-hmm. Republican, libertarian, Democrat. We could love each other because we're all in this together.
Well, that's the thing. We're all on this third rock from the sun. We're not going to get out of this alive. We got nowhere to go. We don't have anywhere to go. But, you know, one of the things, Gene, along those lines... And I do love talking about agape love because I think it's maybe the most powerful force in humanity.
And
by the way,
folks,
I define agape love myself as when you do something for someone you don't even know. And mm-hmm. and when I think about the men and women who run toward danger, toward 911, when you and I are running away, Gene. That's an example of agape love, and I put those men and women, for example, the ones who gave their lives at 911, in September 11, 2001. I put those people on the same in this when we talk about Memorial Day. I put those men and women who gave their lives those days. I include them in this, but I agree with you, Gene, this idea of doing for others. Whom we don't even know. I just think that's very powerful.
No, you can make me argue with you and make me disagree with you, but you're going to have to go a long way to make me not love you.
I know, exactly. And you know, Gene, there's another thing that I've been talking about quite a bit on the show. I love what Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat, the 19th century French economist and comedian. He was very, very clever, very witty with his economic pronunciations. And he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Mm.
And I believe that if we could get more small businesses trading with each other around the world, we could have more peace. What do you think?
I agree with that both domestically and I think internationally. For example, until the European Union, when goods crossed borders, there were wars in Europe almost every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had a war, a mm-hmm. terrible war in Europe in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because goods are passing borders.
Someone once said that no country with a McDonald's has ever attacked another country with a McDonald's.
I'll have to think about that one, my friend.
Yeah. But I really do believe that. I think that Main Street values, Gene, back to whether we should have big government or small government, how big our government should be, I do believe that America needs to get back to Main Street values, which includes self-reliance. You talked about how much do we help people? Self-reliance and taking responsibility. I think those are two bedrock fundamentals of America. What do you think?
I agree. And it sounds like you're going to have to send me away.
Well, I'm going to give you the last thought, so you got time for your last thoughts before you go.
Well, my last thought, I'll just pick up on what Kennedy said. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Well said, Gene. I knew you'd have a good one. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Happy Memorial Day, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Gene Griseman, ladies and gentlemen, check out his website, presidentlincoln.com. I promise you, you won't regret it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a happy Memorial Day. One more hour after this one. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.